become Puck, the comic weekly, The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim, defender of the right, world traveler, and man of action. Based on the comic strip of the same name that appears in Puck, the comic weekly. Jim Bradley, known as Jungle Jim, and his friends Lil DeVril and Kolu are in Rio de Janeiro, where they are enjoying the Brazilian scene after their strenuous adventures on the plains of South America. Jim and Lil have hired a horse-drawn carriage and are now taking a drive along the winding roads of the Carioca Mountains, which overlook the city.
Well, Jim, you can say what you like about the advantages of the automobile or the airplane, but when it comes to peaceful, unhurried enjoyment, there's nothing like good old Dobbins.
And a surrey with a fringe on top?
Oh, Jim, I mean it. I don't think we'd have seen half as much if we'd hired a car instead of this rattle-trap old carriage.
Maybe you're right, Lil. Anyway, if we get lost, this noble animal can find his own way home. Come on, get up, Dobbins. Get up there.
Oh, Jim, look down there. Isn't that a glorious sight? The whole city spreading out below us.
I'm busy admiring Sugarloaf Mountain over there.
Oh, yes.
Boy, that sure is impressive. Oh. Hey, Lil, what do you say we plan to climb it tomorrow?
Oh, let's, Jim. Remember, we're tourists. Nothing to do and days to do it in.
Oh, listen to the girl. Nothing to do. With that schedule you've mapped out for us, sightseeing in the morning, sightseeing in the afternoon, and in the evening, just for a change, some more sightseeing.
Oh, why not?
Oh, no wonder Cola decided to spend the day at the hotel.
Oh, but there's so much to see. You know, Jim, outside of Paris, I think Rio is the loveliest city in the whole world.
You're not the only one who thinks so, Lil. Hmm? Look up ahead there. There's a car parked at the side of the road. Some more tourists.
Oh, now you see the advantages of a horse and carriage. They've had to stop and get out to enjoy the view. We don't.
But they're not looking at the view.
Huh?
Well, hey, those two men must have found a snake or something. Look at them kicking at it.
Jim, that's not a snake.
Hey, you're right. It's another man. Get out, Dobbins. Get out. Come on, fella. Get out.
Jim, what do you think it is, a robber?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out. Hey, you two. Hey, stop that. Stop it.
I guess they hear you.
Yes, they're getting into the car and driving away. Get out, Dobbins. Come on. Get going, horse. Get going. Whoa, whoa, whoa there. Whoa. Come on, Lil. Hop out.
Right. Oh, look at that poor fellow. They must have beaten him terribly, Jim.
Let's see. He's unconscious.
Oh.
And look here, Lil. He's been stabbed, too. We'll have to get him to a hospital right away. Help me lift him up.
All right, now, be careful, Jim.
You ready?
Yeah.
Now, that's it.
There.
Come over here.
Yeah.
We'll put him on the floor of the carriage.
Oh,
all right. There. I guess he'll be all right there. You sit on the seat, Lil, and keep an eye on him.
All right. Oh, Jim, he's badly hurt.
I know, Lil. Just as soon as I get the carriage turned around.
Oh, if only an auto would come along.
Oh, cars only come along. You don't need them. Get up now. Get up there. Get up, pal. Get up.
Jimmy's trying to say something.
Huh?
He's coming too.
Stop. Stop. Please don't kick me anymore. Stop.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. We're not going to hurt you. You're with friends now.
Where are they?
They ran away when we came up. Who were they? Why were they beating you? Jimmy's gone under again. Hurry, we've got to get this man to a doctor.
Doing the best I can, Lil. Get up, Doc. Get there. How is he, Doctor?
This man, he's a friend of yours?
Oh, no, Doctor. We just happened on him accidentally while those two thugs were beating him up.
I see. Then you are interested in him simply as good Samaritans, is that it?
Well, you might say so, Dr. Sabata. Is he going to pull through?
I wish I could say yes. His skull is fractured and he has many deep wounds as well as superficial ones. I am afraid for him.
Oh, isn't there something that can be done for him?
I have done all I can.
I see. Well, then all we can do is wait.
There was a wallet in his pocket containing some cash and his credentials.
Oh?
But perhaps you would be interested to know who and what he is.
Yes, we would, Dr. Sabata.
Well, his name is Omo. Dr. Felix Omo. He's a medical missionary, a native of Konoland in Equatorial Africa.
What is he doing here in Rio?
He was apparently on his way to the United States when this villainous attack was made on him.
Doctor, don't you think there's something queer behind this? Those two men weren't just hold-up men, or they would have made off with his wallet. Why should they have beaten him up so badly?
Yeah, that is indeed a puzzle.
Well, could we speak to him, Doctor?
He's very weak.
Well, I know, but perhaps he could throw some light on the mystery. If he should die, it would be a shocking thing if his murderers went unpunished.
That is true. You may speak with him, but only for a short time. And please, try not to excite him.
You can leave that to us, Doctor. Come on, Lil.
Jim and Lil enter the hospital room of the young doctor. Will he be able and willing to explain the reason for the attack upon him? Be with us in just a moment when we return to the adventures of Jungle Jim. You know, it's good to sit back and relax, let your imaginations run wild. They'll do a little daydreaming. And that's where Puck, the Comic Weekly, comes in. You'll find page after page in brilliant full color of events and people who live in an exciting dream world. There are two huge sections of them, and that's why Puck, the Comic Weekly, makes reading time adventure time. That's why grown-ups and youngsters in over 7 million homes wouldn't miss a single issue. And it's why the Sunday papers that distribute Puck, the Comic Weekly, are the leading Sunday papers from coast to coast. So ask for the Sunday paper that carries Puck, the Comic Weekly. It's the big full-color comic in two sections. When you see the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, you're looking at America's favorite funnies. And now to an unexpected turn of events that will directly concern Jungle Jim. Swathed in bandages, Dr. Omu looks up as Jungle Jim and Lil enter his room. His eyes express recognition and gratitude for what they've done for him. Obeying a weak gesture of his hand, they sit down close to the bed.
I thank you for your help.
Forget it. Sorry we didn't get to you sooner.
We just spoke to the doctor. He said you're doing all right.
No, that isn't so. I too am a doctor. I know how serious my condition is.
Oh, now, you know that no doctor can diagnose his own case. Why, you'll be up and about in no time, Dr. Omu.
Oh, thank you for your words of comfort. I see you know my name.
Yes, Dr. Sabat, I got it from your papers.
Oh, of course. But I do not yet know the names of my rescuer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me, Doctor. This is Mr. Vril, and I'm Jim Bradley.
Oh, Miss Vril, Mr. Bradley. You've been so kind. May I call on you for another great favor?
Anything you ask, Dr. Omo. We'll be glad to do it for you.
Oh, you must do it. Not for me, but for my people. Oh, come closer. I'm so weak. I cannot speak very loud.
Dr. Omo, I'm afraid it is too much for you. Won't it be better if we come back again tomorrow when you're better?
I may not be alive tomorrow. No, I must tell you now.
All right, but just take it easy, Dr. Omo.
I begin with myself. I was born in Connerland, Africa. At the age of 8, I was sent to a mission in New York to be educated. My people had decided I was to be a physician.
Oh, we understand.
3 months ago, for the first time in 20 years, I went home, back to my own country, to my people. I went home to serve and to help.
Look, Dr.
Them.
I think we ought to wait for this. We'll come back later.
No, please, listen. I found the good King Bagolo. He who had sponsored my education was a prisoner. He still is, and my people are enslaved.
Enslaved? By whom?
A mining syndicate. A group of unscrupulous Europeans. I believe they mine for gold or for diamonds, but I'm not sure. Everything is done in strictest secrecy.
Well, how can they get away with it? I mean the syndicate.
Connerland is a small country. Much can happen there that the world never hears about. People are kept in camp guarded like prisoners, behind barbed wire and electrified fences.
Well, couldn't you complain to the authorities?
The only authority in Connerland now is the mining syndicate. I tried to do something. I was marked for death. I escaped with the help of an old woman. Tibea. Remember that name. She can give testimony.
Tibea. We'll remember it, Doctor.
I made my way to Liberia. There took a plane to Rio. My plan was to go on from here to New York and lay my people's cause before a committee of the United Nations. But then this happened.
I see. And these two men who attacked you, do you think they might be in the pay of the mining syndicate?
Oh, yes. They meant to kill me. Only your arrival stopped them.
What do you want us to do, Dr. Omo?
Go to the United Nations in my place. Give them the facts. Ask them to investigate the slave rate that has been imposed upon my people.
We'll do it, Dr. Omo.
Oh, I knew. I knew when I first opened my eyes in that carriage and saw your kind faces. I knew I had found friends. Friends I can trust.
Dr. Omo, do you have any documents we could show? Dr. Omo! She's passed out, Liz.
What?
Quick, get Dr. Sabata.
Dr. Sabata, please hurry. Something's happened to Dr. Omo.
This strain was too much for him. I will have to give him an injection.
He isn't dying, is he, Doctor?
He is as near to death as he will be without actually dying, Mr. Bradley.
Oh.
But a hypo may pull him out of it. Excuse me.
Jim, perhaps we shouldn't have let him talk.
He insisted on it, Lil. Besides, whatever happens, he's happier with it off his chest.
This should do the trick, but I must ask you both to leave him now.
Oh, Doctor, may we see him again tomorrow? Oh,
I do not know. Suppose you phone me.
All right, thank you, Doctor. Goodbye, Doctor. Come on, Lil. Let's get back to the hotel.
Jim, what do you think we ought to do? Wait here in Rio and see whether Dr. Omo recovers, or go right on to New York and give the United Nations Committee the information we have?
Lil, we really have too little information to support a complaint to the UN. Now, what I have in mind is this. Suppose we go to Connelland and do our own investigation.
Oh, but Jim, it's so far away, and we're due back in the States in a couple of weeks.
Nothing's waiting for us there that won't keep, Lil. And this is really important. We can't close our eyes to human suffering just because it's far away.
Oh, you're right, Jim.
All right, then. We'll get the real facts. Get statements, affidavits, even photos if we can.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can put a thoroughly documented case before the proper committee of the United Nations.
Oh, Jim, I think that's exactly what we ought to do.
If Dr. Omu is well enough to see us tomorrow, we'll let him know.
Uh-huh.
I think we'll give him some comfort. Meanwhile, we can send Kolo for plane reservations.
And I'll get busy shopping for whatever we may need.
Right. Oh, say, that may be Dr. Savada.
I hope it isn't bad news.
Hello? Yes, this is Jim Bradley. Who? What about? I'm rather busy right now. Yes. All right, I'll meet you in the cafe downstairs in 10 minutes. Yes, I said I'd be there.
Who is that, Jim?
Some woman named Juliana Quist. Says she has to see me right away.
But nobody knows us here in Rio. What can she possibly want?
Well, she didn't say much over the phone, Lil. But she was very excited. Said something about Dr. Omu. And that it's a matter of many lives and many, many deaths.
And so Jim goes to meet his unknown caller, wondering whether her business with him spells help or trouble. We'll know the answer to that next week when we continue the adventures of Jungle Jim.